cannot keep silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Well, welcome to this podcast. We thank you for taking time to listen. This is Jason Dezarek, and I just wanted to quickly thank Domino's Pizza out of Upper Sandusky for sponsoring this ministry. Really appreciate you guys. 419-294-5741 is their telephone number. 419-294-5741 is their telephone number. Thanks, Domino's Pizza, for sponsoring Worldview Warriors and all that we do. Just really appreciate that. Sitting in with Shane Adams, and Shane, how you doing over there, brother?
Spectacular, Jason. As always, beautiful day. Glad to be here.
Good. And everybody, I hope you've been enjoying, just this whole series on integrity. And, Shane and I have been doing these. We've been realizing, holy cow, there is a lot here, isn't there?
Oh, wow. Principles are amazing.
Yeah.
But God's amazing.
It's awesome. So, Shane, let's just jump right into it. We actually didn't finish completely last week.
No, we cut it off
short.
So
let's talk a little bit of more. You've got some diagrams here and things.
Yeah. Well,
do your best to explain, and I know you can do some overview stuff too.
No, we were talking about leaving a legacy, the idea of the five choices, five principles of integrity. Last time we were on service over power. And the whole idea of servant over power, we talked about to being valued, being appreciated, respected, trusted, and understood. What five things all people want. Well, one of the great things I read in a book one time is called the book The Servant, is they gave a quick paradigm of what the worldview of leadership is. When you think of a corporation, you've got the CEO on the top of that pyramid.
Right.
The second level is the vice president. Third is your middle managers, down to your supervisors, your employees, and then the customers are on that lowest level. So if you think about a pyramid, that's how it flows. Now, if we put that into the church, what that would mean if the church was that way, and we are the church, that would put, well, obviously God, Jesus at top, pastor right below, with ministry leaders right below that, disciples, Christians, and then the unsaved. Mm-hmm. And this is just kind of a way to put to get a visual of this. But Jesus' view of servant leadership is completely different. What he did when he said, those will be the first, will be the very last servant of all, is he realized, no. I'm at the bottom of that pyramid. So he will, if you will, turns that pyramid upside down. Now, if you turn that pyramid upside down, the number one top person on that pyramid are the customers, which in our view are the unsaved, those who don't know Christ, the lost sheep. So when you think about how Jesus served, he served from the bottom up. He served all people. So he poured into the lives of pastors. Mm-hmm. He served pastors. He served the ministry. He served the disciples. He served these people so that they could serve the customers, if you will, or the unchurched, the unsaved. And so I just think that's so important. And you know, this pyramid, I have these pictures here, and I don't know if you're going to put them online or PDF format so they can see. But that's the whole idea, is meeting people, understanding that we've got to serve. It's no different as a coach, as a leader. It's the best bosses I've worked for. And then one of them, I'll just say it right off the top of my head, John Joseph, the guy I'm working for at Shootaway right now. You talk about a servant leader.
Yeah.
He has just been the best person, one of the best bosses, in fact, the best boss I've ever worked for. He's incredible because he's so giving. He gets in there, and he is so in tune to making sure that everyone in there is working with a joyful attitude. He serves. I mean, he completely serves with his life and walks that walk every day in everything he does.
Mm-hmm. And, knowing John myself, I mean, he's willing to get in there if he needs to.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just, well, I'm going to sit at my desk all day. If there's a problem, he'll get out and say, what do we need to do here? And yeah, I don't know if that's intimidating to some guys probably, but you know, he definitely gets in there and says, how do we fix this?
That's right. I moved 1,500 miles to work for Shoot Away. And you don't move 1,500 miles away to a place you've never been or lived to work for a person if you don't have complete trust and respect for that person.
Especially moving from
Colorado, Ohio, I know. What is up with that? Seriously.
I'm going to move to farmland.
That's right. Crazy. O-H-I-O.
Here, though.
Life is good wherever you're at. And the verse I picked up from that, Jason, is I know one you really like, is 1 Corinthians 9:19-22. And basically what Paul is talking about in this is, you know, building bridges to wherever people are at. You know, if I want to be weak, I've got to be like the weak. If I want to be strong, I've got to be like a strong. If I want to be a Jew, I've got to be like a Jew. And that's basically going back to what we just talked about, understanding people. For me to be and reach you where you're at, I'm going to have to understand where you're at and become like you.
Yeah.
So as a coach, I've got to understand what that player thinks. I have to understand what the managers are thinking, what the statisticians are thinking, what the fan. I got to understand all that and serve them where they're at to bring us together. That's no different than a church and what Jesus tried to do with his disciples. He tried to bring those disciples so together. And the last one of the last things he did was what? He washed their feet. No one wanted to get there. And he sit down, he washed all their feet. Now that had to be just an extreme moment for those disciples.
Well, I bet it was incredible.
Because their leader, their CEO, if you will, is washing their feet.
Yeah.
And you know, when you serve others, when you make kids understand, especially kids, boy, when you lay your tail on the line for them to do things, you know, they're going to do things that you won't even, they'll run through walls. They have such a heart and such a passion. Mm-hmm. As a coach, that's one of the things I loved is just love them where they're at. The most important four-letter word in a program is love. You got to love those kids. And
yeah,
so that was kind of the whole idea that we left off on and didn't get in last week is the idea of servant and being the boss from the bottom, basically, mm-hmm. Serving up.
Well, being a true servant leader.
Absolutely. You know,
helping people, and it's not just, you know, I actually served under someone once who was like, wow, it's no big deal. It's just a visual. It's like, no, it's a whole mind process that you have to completely change your thought process.
Totally.
Of I am now, if you will, it's my job to make sure everybody else is successful. And when they're not successful, that's on me. Because I did a bad job of explaining to them what I wanted.
Totally.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely it is.
And so if we, now that doesn't take away if that person totally dropped the ball. That's completely different.
Responsibility.
If they, you know, if they didn't drop the responsibility, but they did things and they did the best of their ability, and it comes back and it's like, well, what's this? And they're like, well, I did what you told me to do. I got to look and go, okay, did I really explain to them what I was looking for? Or did I just say, do it and I expected it to be my way?
Right, right.
When it's not my way, it's just do it the best way. Get me to point B and just do it. And when you do that, we're going to high five each other. When you get to point B, it doesn't mean they did it my way, but we're still at point B.
Well, you are just beautiful in how you always lead into what I'm just thinking about.
This is awesome.
Because, see,
it's
Jason,
the Holy Spirit.
What I see in you is what I'm just getting ready. One of the biggest things I used to chew on is, mm-hmm. Are you a climber or are you a connector?
Oh, that's good.
And see, I look at you as completely a connector. I mean, you bring people together. In fact, we've talked about gifting before, and you say, boy, I feel like I need to help this person get here. And I love that in you because you are looking to add value to people's lives where they're at and use them as how God intended them to. But climbers think vertical.
Mm-hmm.
Connectors think horizontal. In other words, climbers think, well, how can I use Jason to get where I want to go? In other words, I want to step on you to get...
Right.
Connectors are thinking, boy, I want to take Jason with me. Now, how can I get him? That whole idea of getting to the top of the hill together.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many times, connectors are focused on moving to where people are. And how many times do you have leaders that would never drop down to do the work, you know, on the floor with those people? But when you do, those people, boy, they get some elbow grease and they get to work up with those people because you're connecting with them.
Absolutely.
You're living the life they're living.
Yeah.
And that's what Jesus did. He went out and he lived the life. He was, you know, the attitude. He was God, the divine person.
Right.
And he came down to be like us. Now, I don't know if I do that, Jason. Mm-hmm. I mean, wow, all the power and glory he had and came down to be in human form and to die on a cross the way he died.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, that's humility.
Oh,
that's connecting.
And actually, you have a quote that you've given by a guy named Jay Wolf. I don't even know who this guy is.
Oh, he's one of my mentors. Wolf is a professional shooting instructor, and I'm glad you brought him up because he actually went to seminary as a young man and was going to be a pastor.
Okay.
And he realized what we're talking about. In fact, we talked about this the other day.
Well, this quote's amazing.
He realized that, you know, in church sometimes the environment's created and you don't get to see kids maybe where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
But in schools, he got to live the Christian life where they were at. So he went into, after he went to seminary, he actually went and became a teacher and a coach so he could live with the kids where they're at.
Okay.
And now he's retired as a professional shooting coach, but he still spreads the word of God everywhere he goes and preaches periodically and still runs youth at 60 years old. So,
well, here's what the quote is, everybody. One of life's greatest joys is to help others become successful.
It's awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. He's a great mentor for me, as are you, and I'm very happy to get to know him, because if you ever get to meet Jay Wolf, and hopefully someday you will, he's got enthusiasm for life. He's just like me. Hopefully I've got that same thing at 60, because we think the same. So he's a great man. Awesome. He loves the game of basketball. So.
Oh, sweet.
And he's a definite connector, as we were talking, the connector versus climber. And one more thought on that deal, as I was looking at down here, is, you know, not only do climbers think vertical, but climbers really focus on position, which is exactly what we're talking about. They're focused on, okay, am I that CEO? I'm climbing to get to this level.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, a connector thinks about relationships. Where am I making a difference right where I'm at? I want to connect with everybody. That whole book, 360 Degree Leader by John Maxwell, leading from the middle of the pack, below the pack. Wherever you're at, you can lead from where you are because of the principles, because you're a connector, because you're the glue that sticks it together. And that's what I strive to be, is to connect so that I can teach people the values that they have, because every single person has a light inside them that if I light it up, it's going to set a fire someplace else.
Right.
Not I light it up, but God through me.
Right. And the thing is this is something that everybody can do, no matter what they are, as far as, you know, like where they work, where they go to school, who they are. Everybody can do this. If it's you know, the top head honcho guy at a CEO, he's the CEO of a company, a pastor, you know, the guy who's schlepping around in the junk of life, you know, maybe somebody who's a counselor, maybe somebody who is a janitor, whatever it is, you know, or a farmer. Everybody can do this stuff.
Absolutely.
It's not just, well, if you're in the business world, you can. No. It's, we all can do this.
That's right. Nobody's extraordinary.
No.
It's just doing the ordinary things extraordinarily.
That's right.
So it's about doing those little things and serving. Absolutely.
So what, for those of us who, or those who've been listening, what is the principle we've been discussing here right now, just so
service over power is kind of what we're going to move out of. But, you know, we talked about leaving a legacy, integrity, committing itself to people over things, character over personal gain, principle over convenience, service over power. And now we're going to lead into the long term over the short term.
And this is important.
Right. This is kind of the conclusion of it all. But this is what we talked about early on. You were wanting to really get into this. But this is the growth conscious versus the goal conscious. So many times we give up long-term value for short-term success. The idea of getting a win in a basketball game now by doing the wrong principles, it's going to hurt you in the end. When you play a great team, you're not going to be successful. And so many times kids are like, but I can shoot this shot. I just hit it. Yeah, but can you hit it 8 out of 10 times? Well, no, but I hit it once. Well, it's probably not a shot until we go through the process of getting there. Mm-hmm. That's something that's hard for, but that's a life thing, understanding I've got to grow every day. I just can't set these goals out there and achieve them and quit growing.
Yeah.
And there's five things. I don't know why five hits everything in here, but and I'm going to take these off on this long-term versus short-term and try to do a short conclusion on this here. But in growth versus goals, okay? In goals, or in growth, focus is on the journey. Okay, but when you look at it in goals, focus on the destination. So it's about, you know, when you look at a goal, you know, you're looking at, boom, once I achieve it, I'm going to plateau. I've got to the top of the mountain. But growth isn't like that. Mm-hmm. It's the journey. It never ends. And as long as the journey is continually moving upward, I'm growing every day. But that's why you see goal-conscious people hitting plateaus. You'll see, oh, they get there and they stop learning for a while because they've got to learn, oh, I got to go back up again. Right. But the whole journey over destination idea.
What I find encouraging with what you just said is, you know, as long as I'm moving up, you said something to this effect, as long as I'm moving upward and growing, that's what really matters.
Absolutely.
Now, what that means, though, everybody, is don't think, oh, as long as I'm successful. That's not what Shane is saying. He's not saying, I'm moving upward and success, 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 and we're moving upward. No, no, no. He's saying even in the failures, in the valleys, that's a movement upward because you're learning. Is that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Learning is living. When you quit learning, you quit leading. When you're, I mean, you become stagnant. And all great leaders you talk to or listen, they're always reading a book. They're always trying to find mentors. They're always trying to find some place to get better from. They're always in the Word. I mean, and that's so important. It's the journey. It's not the destination. The destination is going to take care of itself. You walk the right journey all the way back to the narrow gate. It's making sure I'm on that right path and always going up. Yeah, but that's hard to understand. Continuous improvement every day. But it's also, when I bite off the second thing, it's maturation over motivation. I mean, I can motivate you to get a goal. I can say, hey, Jason, if you do 10 push-ups, I'll give you a Gatorade. And that's extrinsically motivated. But maturation is you growing through the process, you know, understanding that, hey, I've got to get down and do these 10 push-ups, not because I get the Gatorade, because it's going to strengthen me so I'll become a better football player.
Right.
But see, so there's a big difference in maturation and motivation, because people can grow old without maturing. We've seen that many, many times.
Oh, sure.
But mm-hmm. but maturation is important, understanding why, the why and how. The other thing that growth is great is growth is lifelong, whereas goals are seasonal. You know, I could have a goal now, but if I quit growing, I mean, how many kids, and this is funny for me because I was at a small high school. I still have kids that played basketball in high school that are still talking about that. They've never moved on from that success.
Right.
And not that I'm down on that, no. But you know what? If your memories are bigger than your dreams, you've probably started to quit growing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you've lived that season of life, and you're still in fall. Yes. Or whatever it is, and you never moved on.
That's right.
And we've got to understand that all of life are seasons of life. And you have, if you will, a winter, spring comes, summer, then fall, and then, oh my goodness, it starts over again. And it doesn't always mean, how do I put this? I don't want to say it's not good, but it may be very frustrating season at a certain point of life, and you may be going, God, why am I stuck working at this stupid plastic factory? I hate this, and I'm a temp, and I have no health insurance. This is stupid. Okay, now that you need to check your attitude on, absolutely. And we talked about that earlier, of having a good attitude, and that is your, what do you say, response or your, oh.
Response.
Response to life. I just threw my pen at Shane accidentally. But it's how you react. That's what I'm looking for. It's your reaction to life. And so if you're stuck in a plastic factory right now, I don't care how old you are, how about have a good attitude and say, how many people can I reach here for Jesus? What do I need to do? And I'm just going to work the best I can doing this crappy job. I hate it, but you know what? I got to have a good attitude.
Absolutely.
And move on.
Because, and you know, let's take that a little longer. It's the process once again. We think we've got to go in there and make a change immediately, but that never happens.
Look, right.
Look at all the process in the Bible. I mean, it happened over multiple years. So what I'm saying to that is, it doesn't mean I go in there and say, hey, Jason, do you know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? Oh, my goodness, why not? It's I'm going to be in there and I'm going to be working with that person. They're going to see something in me that's a little different. There's going to see this peace, and there's going to come that day where they're going to ask that question. How come you always have a positive attitude? Then all of a sudden, wow.
And tell them the truth.
And then that process comes to it. But and it's life. It's this is so important in our spiritual life too. Our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. It all fits together.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go through this here to kind of close it up, but
sure.
Another one we talked about here is...
We don't need to close up. You know, only got 3 minutes. So.
Okay.
No, I'm just messing with you, Shane.
We got the idea of growth versus goals. We're still biting on that, so I'm still getting excited about that. In fact, I'm sweating right now, so it means I'm really getting excited.
And it's hot in here.
That's right. It is hot. But growth changes people.
Yeah.
You see people all the time that are growing. They're changing. Mm-hmm. They're understanding it. Whereas goals just challenge them. And there's nothing wrong with that. We need to be challenged. Goals and growth can work together. But so many people forget about the growth.
Mm-hmm.
They hit that challenge and then they stop. And you see so many people at 40 or hit. And some people say it's a midlife crisis. And we have these words for things. But it's because they've quit learning. They quit living. They quit leading.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing is we've got to keep growing. We have to have something that gives us hope. And that's where my faith in Jesus is probably the most prominent thing I can say that is because he gives me hope for every single day. I wake up and my fire's lit. I mean, I'm on fire and I want to spread it. And it's just infectious and it goes through me and my blood flows and then I start sweating like I'm doing right now. But it's something that's just got to be known everywhere.
Right.
And I want to love people where they're at. And so changing people compared to challenging. And then obviously we talked about this earlier, the idea of plateau versus climbing the mountain. We keep growing versus the plateau thing. And as I relate back to what John Wood once said, you know, emotion can be your enemy. He wanted to get rid of the mountains and the valleys and be consistently growing. And that's what he's talking about, is that we grow every day. So when you take that into a practice plan, you need to understand that there's got to be growth. There's not necessarily success in every single practice, but success by the world's definition.
Right.
But success by our definition, seeing growth, because if you grow every day, you'll play your best game at the end of the season. And that's where true coaches.
And that's what you want to do.
That's absolutely right. And it may take a few losses early on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you see great coaches play tough teams sometimes in preseason. They may get, you know, their tails kicked. And they're saying, you got to understand your team. Where are they confidence-wise? Can they take that and grow from it? Or is it going to step us back? And that's why the good coaches are able to make just phenomenal schedules for points in their team's journey.
Oh, right.
That worked good, didn't it?
No, you're totally right. And, you know, I think actually of my son. I'm going to brag a little here today because I'm so pumped for him and he's been playing basketball for years and years. And just a few weeks ago, he really clicked. It clicked in his mind of, I've got to play the best of my ability all the time, not just when I think I need to.
Right.
And they, his basketball team was getting their butts handed to them. There was no maybe. The other team was bigger, faster, and stronger than almost all the guys we had on our team. And so, you know, the coach was very frustrated, didn't have many answers. So I did something probably I shouldn't have done, but I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go talk to the coach. And I went out at halftime, and I just encouraged him, put my son on that kid who's killing us. I promise you, and I probably put too much pressure on my boy. He didn't even know I did this, but I said, I promise you, you ask him to do it, he'll stop that kid. And the reason I said that is because I have been training him for so long, and I knew in my spirit he was going to do it. And I think that kid made one basket the rest of the game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He killed. Cool. Oh, and what's so exciting for me with that is now my son has taken that game, and we still got beat. We still got beat that game, but he took that. And he got jacked in the face. Oh, you were there. You
Absolutely,
saw all this stuff happened. But he took what he learned there, and he's taken it to other areas of his life now. And it's like, in a way, we've kind of created a monster in a good way.
Hey, I know how that goes. It's great.
Oh.
It's 'cause he learned from that. And the thing that seems even bigger, the principle that may not be seen from anyone out there listening, is the guy he guarded was much bigger, much faster, mm-hmm. and much stronger. What he realized is he had to do what was given from the inside. It was the heart, mm-hmm. the motor of everything we've got. We don't realize how hard we can work, how long we can go, how much power we have inside us. But I've seen it multiple times where that little person, the underdog, if you will, mm-hmm. steps up. It happens all the time. That's why I coach. Those are the moments why I coach, to see that one kid give everything they've got for that one moment. And when all five start doing it together, oh my goodness, that's when I start jumping on chairs. I mean, that's exciting, because mm-hmm. that is excellence. And excellence is success in my mind. And every kid can leave that gym that day and go home with a peace to know they did the absolute best they could in that moment to give glory to God and everyone else on that team and build others and maximize their potential. And that is exciting stuff.
Absolutely. And everybody, for those of you listening, some of you may be going, geez, these guys are just too hyper. They're, you know, are these guys just motivational speakers? And okay, the reality is, sure, we're motivational speakers, but the reality is this, is we just love Jesus Christ with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and we desire that for everybody else.
Amen.
I mean, we're just sick and tired of living the boring, mundane life.
There isn't such thing as a boring life, yeah. right? Every day's an opportunity.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is what we've got to understand is, you know, we can't just say, oh, well, oh my gosh, you know, at work today, I just got so swamped, and, you know, I'm just loaded with too many projects, or at school. Oh, every single class, I mean, I had this, you know, every class I got loaded with homework, and I'm supposed to get this all done tonight? And the answer is, yup. And what you do is you learn what kind of person you really are.
That's right. And you know what? Those are the moments. Those competitive moments are the ones that people that have grown and continue to grow strive for, because those are tests.
Mm-hmm.
And tests are where we really find out how the training is working. And if the training isn't working, we find out in the test, which means we need to up the training.
Right. Absolutely.
And that's spiritual, that's mental, that's emotional, and that's physical. I mean, it's our balance of what we've been created mm-hmm. to do.
You know, Shane, as we wrap up here, do you have anything else you'd just like to say to the listeners out there?
You know, I would encourage everyone out there. I live by the verse Matthew 5:14, and you know, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Just like you don't put a light under a bowl, it's meant to shed light for this world. And I really believe that every individual out there was created to do something great. So don't ever sell yourself short. Don't let anyone put out your fire. And understand that you are valuable to someone right where you're at. And the message you broadcast every single day is going to make a difference in more people's lives than you ever know. So the difference you want to see in the world is who you should be. So be that difference. And God bless. And you know, I just love every person out there.
Absolutely. Everybody, thanks so much for listening. Again, both of us are available for speaking. We love coming and doing things. That's just a lot of fun. And you actually both live in Ohio.
O-H-I-O.
And we're both, what's so funny is we're both not originally even from here.
That's right. Colorado.
Yeah, I'm from Minnesota. So how the heck did we end up here? I'll tell you this much. I really believe God brought Shane and I here partly for this, what we're talking about right now, just with Worldview Warriors. And just, it's funny how God just seems to bring the right people in.
Hey, he's the glue that holds it all together. We just have to be the funnels.
Amen. Everybody, thanks so much for listening. Take care, and bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.